This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Are you ready for no more Alex Bregman, Keith?
Oh, let's get some opt-out talk. Who's opting out?
I'm opting in.
I don't have an option. So, Alex Bregman opting out, leaving $82 million, whatever I just said there, in that good clip. That was from last week.
Bold move. Bold, yeah. Bold flavor.
It's a lot. That's a lot. Oh, easy, Hawk.
From he Alex Bregman. Okay, well, that was the news last night.
Yeah.
Coupled with Jason Veritek on the Greg Hill Show this morning.
Tech!
Good day to start Red Sox, I think.
Really is. Nice visit from Veritek, which I was thrilled about because he brought donuts.
Oh,
did you hear about this?
I heard.
Very excited.
I heard not only did he bring donuts, I heard he was sitting down the hall for some amount of time waiting to come on the air.
Oh, they froze him?
Well, I don't know.
Was he hanging out with Billy and Nick?
Billy, you introduced yourself. Am I mistaken?
Oh, Billy talked to the captain.
Dude, I walked in. Just to, you know, unload my lunch like I do every other day. And the freaking captain's just sitting at the table. I'm like, of course, I'm like, Jason Veritek? Like, obviously it's him.
He's like, no.
He's like, oh, nice to meet you. Introduce myself.
Hell yeah. What a good way to start the day.
Was he helping himself to any DVDs down there? Yeah, what was he doing?
Literally just chilling in our filthy, unorganized kitchen. Just like, they couldn't have put him in a better spot. Like,
he didn't take a Celsius, did he? Because he would be not welcome back if he did that. Hopefully he didn't do that.
Grabbed himself a Celsius.
Yeah. Make himself at home.
He's just like, literally stopped me in my tracks. I'm like, dude, Jason Veritek's just kind of chilling in the kitchen.
Just hanging out.
Like Shaughnessy used to do.
Just
like,
yeah,
before the old Dan Shaughnessy show. He's just sitting down there with his McDonald's Coke.
It's like, come on in. You can come on in. They're ready for you. Anytime.
So he's sitting down there swiping a Celsius and picking out season 1 and 2 of Flight of the Conchords.
Pretty good. He's like, you guys have everything
you
here.
Guys, I love this place.
Not bad.
So Veritek was, I thought, we'll get into his on-air negotiating skills.
I know. I think it worked.
Well, we're going to find out. man's negotiating for a contract live on WEEI. But
new strategy I think all like assistant coaches should have in the city. So like if you know Josh McDaniels, for example, needs to come on the air to sort of voice, hey, I have other options out there. I can do this. I want to stay, but you never know. You never know what's out there.
Good idea.
They should all do that. Celtics assistant coaches, which we'll get into those guys later. Bruins, whatever it is, hop on the air and talk about your contract.
Yeah, what a day.
That's great.
Veritek's here. We're gonna have Turpin later this hour to talk about just the bloodbath.
Oh man,
in the Celtics media game yesterday.
Just when, if you were on the fence on whether or not Joe Mazzulla was a psychopath. Let me give you some more evidence from yesterday, which I love. I say this in the best way possible.
Let me tell you, macho head games at the highest level. Yeah. He's playing with the media.
Chess.
It's
3D chess.
Something beyond even 3D chess. I don't know what he was doing yesterday.
Yeah.
But we'll get to Joe Mazzulla. We'll get to Veritek coming up, which I thought was a pretty honest interview. Like, he dumped on Cora a little more than I expected with the Rafaela Bunting situation. Like, ultimately, he said Rafaela should do it, but he's like, we never practice it.
Yeah, he did.
And
he's like sparingly.
You can only be expected to do what you practice. He said that.
Yeah.
So I thought he dumped on Cora a little more than I thought. I expected him, especially with how, did you hear how hard he laughed when Greg referred to Breslow as Brezbot?
Yes.
It was like was like a knee-slapping belly laugh.
He's and I was on his way to go meet him today, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you like that.
But then he kind of defended analytics in the game.
He did.
He'd be like,
No, but you know what that is to me? So Veritek might be getting interviewed with the Giants.
Good
you
theory.
Can't in
Good
modern theory. Baseball be like, I reject all analytics. You won't get hired. some teams weigh almost too much, right? Some teams allow you to have a little bit more personal feel. But if you just straight up go into a job interview right now in Major League Baseball and you're like, guys, we're going old school feel, they're like, no thanks.
Yeah, I forget the exact word he used. But basically he's like, yeah, if you're that ignorant where you won't utilize analytics in the modern game, he's like, well, then it's going to pass you by.
100%.
So I thought he was pretty honest. I loved his answer about Nomar. You hear that?
Yes. I'm glad. That's awesome to hear because I think he does get forgotten. Well, a lot of the great players that didn't win here get forgotten, but he's like, who's the best hitter played with?
Wiggy, all due respect, led the witness.
He did.
He's like,
Manny,
who's the best hitter you ever saw? Manny, right?
Obviously Manny.
And he's like, well,
Nomar.
He's like, maybe the best right-handed hitter I ever saw, but Nomar too.
Yeah, he mentioned Manny and Ortiz, obviously, but I'm glad he put Nomar on there because he just hit rockets. Whoa. Guy hit absolute missiles.
And it's just interesting to hear how athletes talk about each other. Maybe we'll have Terp talking about the coaches when he comes in later, do the same thing.
Maybe at some point we'll have athletes on.
But it's interesting to hear an athlete talk about the other and say, Nomar used the same bat for 8 months.
And he's like, and it would just wear out the sweet spot.
He's like, and the sweet spot was just worn out. He's like, and just cool. To hear another ball player be like, that's not normal.
You
was
can't
just
do that.
Interesting to hear.
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe he said this in other interviews. His answer about Bronson Arroyo and A-Rod was great, too.
I love that. He's like his little brother because he was just like.
Well, that.
He felt like A-Rod was kind of bullying Bronson. And like, that's the thing, too. And as much as I love Kevin Garnett would also kind of pick on like Zaza Pachulia.
Let me pick out the smallest guy.
It was more that than like Shaq. But so he thought the same thing. He's like, A-Rod wouldn't have said a thing to Curt Schilling or Pedro.
That was the best.
He thought it was Bronson Arroyo. He got hit by an 86-mile-an-hour fastball.
He said Bronson Arroyo's 130 pounds. He's like, he wouldn't have done that if
and
it was Schilling.
And then he'd sing in an acoustic session like you read about. That guy could play.
He was in one of the dorms at Northeastern, just serenading. I'm not sure how old the co-eds were.
He probably did okay,
but he was serenading away in Stetson West. I think is rumor I used to hear. But anyways, okay, good interview. Go check that out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Use the rewind feature. It is worth a re-listen. After Jones and Keefe, of course. Worth a re-listen with Jason Veritek this morning. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and tune in apps. We're going to talk to Taylor Kyles, our guy from CLNS. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock. We have Would You Rathers on a Wednesday, 11:30. Hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45. Plus, we'll talk some hoops with Terp. Not a full-blown high noon pure hoops with Terp.
No, soft launch.
More like a soft launch emergency. Get him in here to explain what the hell happened yesterday.
We got to talk about it.
So we'll do that coming up. Meanwhile, the news of at least the evening was Alex Bregman plans to opt out. He hasn't done it yet, but he plans to opt out. Heyman ticked through some of the teams that are potentially out there, including a quote-unquote surprise suitor. The Kansas City Royals. He loves his surprise suitors.
Well, real quick, Alex Bregman, as everybody knows, I think everybody knows, Scott Boras is his agent. Mm-hmm. And who is the dude we had on from The Fan that talked to Heyman?
Yeah, who was that?
And so...
What was his name? McPherson? Keith McPherson.
Yeah, Keith McPherson. Yeah. So he was on, and he was the one that we play the cuts from with Heyman because
the whole thing is a disaster.
There's a lot of guys that are pretty synonymous with either certain agents, certain front office people, whatever. But that's like the most direct tie.
They can't even believe it.
So he basically was like just trying to joke with him, but obviously it's not in Heyman's repertoire. But it's like, hey, do you get a cut of Scott Boras's like take or whatever? Because that is a direct line. So anytime Heyman is reporting on a Boras client, you have to kind of, go into it with both eyes open. So when he's like, oh, there's a mystery team. Probably not. Just trying to get people stirred up a little
bit. That's probably not the case.
So take it with a grain of salt. But I mean, the part of him opting out, I would think he's not making that part up. But as far as like how many suitors and like never discount the mystery team, like, I don't know. There's going to be a little bit of a wave here. I still think he's back.
So I do too. Yeah. And I think you heard us with Bradfoe there last week. I didn't think it was a foregone conclusion he'd opt out.
True.
And I'm not sure, and this is not to question Scott Boras, although Boras has had some questionable suggestions to his clients. I mean, Bregman had to take a basically
one of them.
One-by-one deal. I mean, Veritek's one going back a long ways, but like he's had some high-profile clients. Montgomery, Pete Alonso and Bregman, neither one was happy with what they got last year.
Was
like
Snell his guy too?
Maybe.
Didn't he like hold both
yeah,
those
guys? Yeah, he was. Jordan Montgomery immediately dropped him and Snell was like, what
yeah.
are we doing
so
here?
Like Boris has
like a lost season for both those guys.
Boris hasn't been perfect on this. He's great at you know, utilizing leverage.
Is he losing his fastball like Schefter?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not sure this is the smartest business decision. I'm not sure Bregman's going to get more, certainly in the short term, than he would have. Or if he came back and then decided to opt out after next year, after an actual strong finish to the year. Because for as much as we love Bregman, I heard Veritek talking about this too, as much as we love Bregman fixing everybody else's swing, it would have been nice for him to fix his own down the stretch and actually put up some numbers. So he was way too caught up on fixing everybody else and not enough yeah. on himself. So I don't know if it's a wise business move, but I want him back. And now he's opted out or will opt out, plans to opt out. He's on the open market, and you got to pony up to bring him back. So let's play the game. I wasn't sure he'd opt out. I still think he's back. What if he's not?
Then you need to pivot, and you need to go somewhere else. I think it's going to be a big blow if you lose him for all the different reasons.
The whole thing has been yeah. a disaster.
That would, so that would be a disaster.
Yeah. So now
I, by the way, will blame Breslow for all this. But all you people who came out and said it's all Alex Cora, you're going to need to look at your guy Alex Cora on this yeah. one. I never felt that way. I gave Breslow credit for Bregman.
Of course you did.
I give Breslow credit
for everything.
Or we'll give him blame. I'll give him blame if he's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
No, it'd be bad.
But those Cora people better be consistent on this if Breslow leaves.
My quick answer would be Marcelo Meyer is third base. Trevor Story, you got to make sure he's back as your shortstop. And then you got to go sign someone like Bo Bichette to play second base. Or put him at short and put Story at second. Do something like that.
Not enough.
No, it's not ideal. No,
that's
but I think
not, that's not. I
that's
mean,
just
that's a,
for
that
the left side.
That's a pivot. That's not enough.
But Pete Alonso is still very much like priority number one.
I want Alonso with Bregman.
No, so do I. But you're saying if Bregman's gone, I think you have to go to somebody like Bo Bichette, where you're like, all right, there might be a drop off, but maybe he plays 162 games. Alex Bregman is walking away from over $41 million for a season, which only two guys make more than that. Shohei Ohtani, right.
Deserved.
Put that on the side.
Yeah.
Juan Soto, just on that massive deal.
Probably also deserved.
I think he does. And then I think Zach Wheeler might actually make 42, right? He signed a 3-year 126, so it's like a shorter deal, but nobody else is making over $40 million. And I know it's short term, but he turned down 6-year deals last year. So what would be the average annual value be for a guy who's going to be 32 on opening day, who missed 50 games last year, hit 18 homers.
270-something. Yeah.
$1.429, $626.
Wow. That's high.
So it could be that. And I don't know how many other teams around the league would be like, oh, we need a manager on the field. Let's give him $40 million. Or, you know, how many years is he looking for? I can't imagine he's looking for a higher average annual value. And then if you're the Red Sox, you got to ask yourself, all right, how many years do we want to tack on to that? Would you give him that deal that Zach Wheeler has? 3 years, 126?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
I mean, he's not really worth $42
million
average annual.
It's a delicate balance for me because I like everything Bregman represents.
Oh, same.
He's a winner. He's a leader. He's a guy who's been there and done that. He is a pro. They had guys last year who weren't pro. Devers was not a pro.
Yeah.
And
but he gone.
His answer, Veritek's answer on Devers is interesting, too. It's like, yeah, for like 24 hours, we were emotional, and we all moved on. It's like, okay, I don't think they were that broken up about it.
No, Jared Duran and Ref Center slept on the plane the second he was thrown off it.
Bregman's a pro and a high-level pro and a yeah. winner, and he's been there, and he's done that, and he's a leader. And I like all of those things about him, but how much do you want to overpay? I feel like they need him. That's going to be a rough balance, but yeah.
And then my fear would be if they do.
I still think he's back. If yeah. he's gone, that's a significant loss, and that will be on Breslow. It will be.
And I think if they end up doing a big overpay, I'll be frustrated because I already can feel that being the excuse for why they didn't get Joe Ryan, why they didn't get Pete Alonso, why they didn't get Bo Bichette. Or maybe they got one of those three or somebody like lower than like a B-plus free agent. And it's like, well, we also brought back Bregman. I'm like, yeah. But, like, I don't need this big, like, press conference to be like, Bregman's here. Like, you have Bregman. And I understand the opt-outs and things like that, and he can opt out, and it would be a new contract. But I'm already kind of, like, hopefully penciling him into next year's lineup with these other additions.
Oh, correct.
Not like, oh, he's the guy. That's almost like when Chris Sale would come back from being hurt at the All-Star break.
No.
And you're like, oh, I got Chris Sale. It's like, yeah,
you
had him.
You now need, if and when Bregman opts out, you need to re-sign him and then
yeah.
get a big bat
get,
on top
get
of
busy.
It. So,
busy.
Like, if they lose Bregman,
yeah, that
then
stinks.
They need to get like Alonso and Schwarber. Like, they have to go, like, ooh, big, big game hunting.
Kyle Tucker.
If you miss, yeah, fine.
Yep.
Like, you need two, now you need two big ticket free agents instead of the one plus a trade for a pitcher. So, I was reading over Dave Schoenfield, ESPN.
Bragg.
He had a prediction rundown for the Red Sox this offseason. And it was pretty good, Keith.
Bragg. It wasn't good? What did he say?
He says you got to re-sign Bregman. Okay.
I like that.
Myers going to second.
Marcelo Meyer at second base. Got it.
Christian Campbell is the odd man out, most likely to be traded. Hopefully for a pitcher is how I interpreted that.
Oh, okay.
Gone! You got to bring back Lucas Giolito.
Yes.
And or sign Merrill Kelly. I'd rather Giolito.
Me too. Friend of the show.
I know your answer.
Oh, my God.
And if they're looking bigger than like Merrill Kelly as a replacement for Framber Valdez or Shane Bieber, he thinks they play it safe and bring back a similar roster. I was just going to say, if that's the offseason, Bregman and maybe they trade Campbell for a pitcher and Myers are second baseman. I'm like, I don't think that's good enough.
No.
Now I'm worried that Bregman might not even be a, for the first time, I'm worried about it. I know a lot of people have been bracing for it. For the first time, I'm a little worried about it. So you can discuss here. 617-779-7937. Do you think Bregman's back? How much would you give Bregman to return? If he leaves, what do they have to do? And who does it reflect on? A lot of you thought this was Cora, so I'd imagine this is also a reflection on Cora. Ownership, Breslow, somewhere in between. Again, 617-779-7937. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We got Would You Rathers at 11:30. Hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45. And Taylor Kyles, CLNS, talking Pats at 11 o'clock sharp. We'll get to Terp and the Celtics media game yesterday. What was the final? 57-4?
Yeah.
53-4? Yeah, I don't want to cheat you out of any points.
No, no, no. It was 57-4 in a 12-minute quarter.
I mean, not great.
No.
They
would have lost, honestly, 200-16.
I don't want to do too much on this. It's a little embarrassing the Celtics coaching staff gave up 4 points based on some of what I saw.
That's true. You probably should have shut them out.
It probably should have been
shut out. You had five D1 players, some with like a sniff of the NBA versus not.
Terp.
Versus, I mean, not that.
It's a little. My take is it's a little embarrassing they even gave up four.
Yeah, good take.
But we'll get to it. Plus, more from Jason Veritek. Pretty much negotiating on the air.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, John Henry over a barrel. John Henry has stormed into radio studios before. Mm-hmm. Veritek pretty much stormed in and negotiated on the air. So we'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
That was Jason Veritek this morning on The Greg Hill Show.
Yeah.
Use the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. Just go back and listen. Get it on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That was a pretty fascinating exchange there where Greg asks him, well, I mean, do you want to be back? Are you going to be back? Well, I dumped my heart and soul into this over 28 years.
I've done everything.
Everything I can to the organization. Everything. And, yeah, I got a meeting later today with Breslow, which that's a different tone then, and this is right from Veritech, which is why it's valuable, but that's a different tone than the tweet I saw earlier this week, Chris Cotillo, over at Mass Live, heard Jason Veritech is quote-unquote expected back with the Red Sox this year as of now. Of course, there's lots of openings across the game.
There you go.
You highlighted Bradfoe on the coaching staff earlier this week, Keith. Your guy, among others, Kyle Hudson is back.
He's all of our guys.
Jason Veritech.
They'd still be playing if it wasn't for Kyle Hudson.
Jason Veritech absent?
The tweet was Bradford was like, per sources, Pete Fatsy, Andrew Bailey, Kyle Hudson, Jose Flores, Chris Holt are all returning. Ramon Vasquez, he even wrote at the time. Now,
and Ramon Vasquez, we know, is being requested to interview for managerial jobs, which makes sense. Yeah. We had him at the All-Star break, Keith, as our Red Sox manager of the year, so that makes sense.
That is true. And it's funny, like, the first comment on Bradford's tweet is like, what about Veritech? Because, like, you name all these names, and the one that stands out to all Red Sox fans would be Jason Veritech, even though Andrew Bailey as a pitching coach, more, you know, probably a more important role, if you will, even like Pete Fatsy, the hitting coach. But Veritech has been a staple in that dugout. A lot of fans for years have called for him to be the next manager. I mean, we were getting calls on that when he was a player.
I was going to say, I don't even know if he had retired calls started.
He hadn't.
They were like, this radio station 20 years ago.
And I remember then being like, we don't even know if he wants to do it. But he does. Like, he's involved there, and he's stayed with the game, stayed with the team this whole time. And so, yeah, I think he's got to see what else is out there and maybe even use it as leverage. You know, whether it's like, hey, look, I want to stay. I am getting interviews for manager positions. I'm sure he can get interviews for bench coach positions where it's sort of like the next man up, and I want to stay, but I'm not going to do it for free. And so, like, can you make it worth my while?
So you think that was a leverage play this morning? I'm 100%. Not saying the reason he came on, but just that answer is,
I don't think it was to bring us donuts, which I do appreciate.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Are there any left?
No.
I mean, Keith,
I kind of
just Tasmanian deviled his way through.
When Billy was doing the trend, I just saw Keith hovering. I'm like, oh, that's where they are. And we went in there like five left.
Yeah, they're gone.
Nick walked in and he goes, are you just going to eat them all?
Yeah. Well, he brought them in. He brought them for us. And you guys didn't strike while the iron was hot.
Definitely for us. Thanks
to Tech.
So, no, I think that's what he was doing there. I got a meeting with Bresbot, which, again, I've never heard Veritech belly laugh like that.
He laughed.
He liked Bresbot almost a little too much. Almost a little. Like, you're meeting with him later today, dude.
Bresbot fired someone for calling him a stiff. Although Bresbot has sort of embraced Bresbot. He has actually shown a little, like, the programming has been a little more human.
They adjusted it.
Where he has laughed a little bit at himself.
The machines have learned to be self-deprecating.
I mean, he might hate it. Yeah. He might go home and have like a Steve Buscemi list from Billy Madison with Greg's name on it. But
Robo punches a wall.
I can't believe they called me Bresbot today. But whose call is it? Let me ask you this. Craig Breslow, Alex Cora, John Henry. If Jason Veritech is here or not here, whose say is it?
Henry?
Probably.
I think it's probably Henry.
Because I would think.
I'm sure, wants him back. I mean,
clear with the manager.
Look, Breslow probably factors into that too.
Yeah, I think he does.
Now, but I would say ultimately, like, who does the buck stop with on that one? Henry.
It should be like Cora being like, yeah, obviously I want him back. And then he probably negotiates with Breslow. He's like, give me X. And then Breslow brings it up to Henry. And Henry's like,
We're not paying Veritech.
We're not paying him that much.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. So, yeah, I mean, I think it'd be good if he's back. He seems like one of these, like, you know, career Red Sox guys. Also, if you do have any doubts, and Alex Cora has, you know, he's mentioned a few times, like, I don't think he wants to do this forever. I don't think he wants to be a manager forever. And so if you think in a few years from now, when you still have the core of guys like Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer on the team, and Alex Cora has a couple more good years as a manager and is like, you know what, I did it. I'm going to go either do media, I'm going to be a GM, I'm going to do something different. Maybe you want to keep Veritech in the pipeline.
I wonder, too, if Veritech is just he's interviewed, and the guys asked him about this. He's interviewed with the Giants for their vacant managerial position, what, a year or two ago?
Which is also funny because I think you need to be careful what you say about Devers.
Correct.
During this whole time, because like one of the openings is San Francisco, so you can't be like, oh yeah, that guy
what
was
a piece of crap he was.
Right. And then you're like, oh, hey, yeah. Raffy, yeah. How's
you
it going?
You got to play it down the middle, which in fairness, he probably did. You brought this up, I think, off the air. You probably got to do that when you're talking analytics too.
Definitely.
Because I read that.
If you want a job.
As a bit of a defense of Breslow. Honestly, and yeah, if you want a job, you can't be so closed off to analytics, especially yeah. considering, you know, some of the tech billionaires you're interviewing with. So fine. But when it comes to Veritech, I think he's probably waiting for a managerial job that may never come. And then he's going to weigh that against, am I going to create value by leaving the organization or do I have a good thing going on here? But anyway, that meeting, as he revealed this morning, is later today with Brezbot. Craig Breslow.
Do you think maybe he'll call Greg's show tomorrow and stop in and let us know how it went?
I heard Greg
yeah, gave he's a standing offer. Donuts. That's all you want.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, you don't want him to call then. You want him to actually come back.
Oh, he
in.
Needs to be in studio.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Text line is saying, hey, Jones, when are you going to take accountability for saying Bregman would never opt out? I don't think I said he'd never opt out. I just said I didn't think he would. I didn't say I didn't guarantee that. I didn't think he would opt out. I was wrong. I think he's going to be back. If he's not, I'll be wrong about that. But I still don't think it was a great business decision for him to opt out. He's going to make more money this year staying with the Red Sox.
Yeah, and like we've said before, Scott Boras certainly doesn't have a 100% track record when his clients have opted out, and then the next contract they got, they haven't always made more money. And so we'll see what happens with that. I mean, $82 million. The contract he signs, I think, will be for more than $82 million. But there's no way he's making over 40 a year unless it's like another 2-year deal because like all of a sudden the market's not there for him right. And then he has to sign like a similar contract. That might be there for him.
And remember, if he opted in, he could put together a monster year and opt out next year
yeah.
and actually hit the market coming off a strong year where he wasn't injured with a strong finish.
I mean, he basically it was an injury that he had from 4 years ago, right? That came back. So he had a year. So he had the COVID year, which nobody, whatever. The year after that, he played in. I think half the games. Then he had three straight relatively healthy seasons, and then this year he missed 50 games. And he's going to be 32. So I think that's also tough to sign like a real long-term deal at 32. Like, do you think the Tigers, who reportedly had a 6-year deal on the table for him last year, are like
more?
Six again?
No.
Or wouldn't they be like more like five?
Yeah.
Because that's what we're thinking? Or
even if it is six again, I don't think it's a raise on whatever they offered last year. Yeah. I don't think. I mean, look, I've been wrong before.
Also, so Jason Veritek's role is called game planning and run prevention coach.
Yeah.
He's also one of, I don't know, not too many guys. I mean, you have Cora, you have Vasquez, Andrew Bailey that like played in the majors. I don't know if all these other guys played in the majors. Does the thought of Bregman leaving increase Veritek's value at all? Like, they were joking with Veritek about like Bregman being like another manager, another coach, another set of eyes. If he's gone, do you need
Veritek was here coordinating all those games and trying to prevent all those runs for 3 years while they sucked.
True.
So
probably not.
I don't know. I mean, I if I had to guess, Veritek, despite kind of playing the game today, is going to be back and with a race would be my guess.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Ralph is in Cranston on Alex Bregman. Go ahead, Ralph.
Good morning, guys. You know, I didn't think he'd opt out when he signed it. I said I was going to pay him this kind of money, but this was the plan. This was Boris's plan from the start. Look, let's get this kind of contract, which I never believed the owners would ever bring it to this. You opt out. It should be an opt out both ways. But the thing is that this was the plan. Now, if he didn't play at all, say he had a terrible injury, you just stay here. Now, I'm looking at this from the Red Sox point of view. First of all, if Story could play third, I wouldn't even look at it. Because, I mean, I like Bregman. I like him a lot. But he's not that guy that they need. He can't win you the game.
Right. Well, Story can't throw from shortstop. I don't need him at third base.
I would rather move Story to second
Same.
If need be.
Same.
He was really good at second.
Can Bregman throw from third base? He skipped every throw.
He does one-hop a lot
He likes to one-hop throws. But Bregman, after a really bad April, throwing the ball was pretty good at third base.
Yeah.
I don't want to trash Bregman. I want Bregman back, and I think he's going to be back, and I hope he's back. But if you're talking about him cashing in at the right time, I don't think he's exactly cashing in coming off a great year.
No, I'm trying to think of.
But he's about more. There's more value to what he brings to a team than just the pure numbers. I think we saw that last year.
Third baseman signing at the age of 31 or later, the best comp probably would be Matt Chapman. At 31 years old, signed a 6-year, $151 million deal, which is a $25 million per year deal.
Right, and he could have made 40-plus this year.
Yeah, he could make 82 over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think as long as the Red Sox...
Do you think
Sox...
he gets 6-150?
No.
Me neither.
No, I don't.
Me neither. Now, if the Red Sox give it to
the
him...
The free agent market is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's
okay.
True.
All right.
But if the Red Sox give it to him, I guess I got to hold my nose and applaud him. I want him back. So if like, you got to overpay a little bit to bring him back, then touche to Boris and touche to Bregman for playing the game. But if I got to hold my nose and give him the Chapman deal, I'm now doing that, personally.
Is his value better or worse than it was a year ago at this time?
I think a little worse. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think a little worse.
I would say it's a little bit worse. Now, there's inflation, and there's whatever, and you know the money that all these teams are making. So it doesn't mean like the contract won't be a little bit more than it was a year ago. But coming off of 2024, he had played in 145 games. He had 26 home runs and a 768 OPS, also won his first Gold Glove. Last year, played in 114 games, 18 home runs, did have a higher OPS at 821, but it was also another whole year older. So, like, I feel like his value is worse.
So, look, I'd hold my nose and give him the Chapman deal. 6 years, 150, fine. You guys played the game. You played it well. We need you. We'll do it. But I don't know that that's going to be there, and I don't know if the Red Sox are going to have to give it to him. But I want him back, and I hope he's not gone.
He's not going to be good for 6 years.
No.
I mean, but that's a baseball contract. Like, none of these guys are good.
He wasn't even good
time.
For 6 months last year.
Okay.
617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback here coming up. We have to, though, check in with Justin Turpin. Turp was part of that Celtics media game yesterday. Let's check in with him on how that went. A firsthand account before we talk to Taylor Kyles from CLNS at 11 o'clock. We'll check in a little mini Pure Hoops with Turp.
Yes. Yeah,
Celtics
yeah.
media game edition next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You heard Joe Mazzulla there. Hates preseason games. Just wants regular season games.
We're almost there.
You know what else he hates, Keith?
Apparently the media.
Apparently the media.
Including our guy Justin Turpin.
We have a member
yeah.
of the Boston Celtics media here that participated in yesterday's very high-profile media game. I saw this all over like the local news. It's covered on NBC Sports Boston. Very
well, yesterday
thoroughly.
During Grab Bag, we mentioned how we're like, hey, the big media game is today. And Jones and I were both like, you know, it'd be nice
Where
to get an
invite.
Nice to get an invite. Well, it was a blessing in disguise, Jones,
because
it turns out it was not media versus
really
media.
Was.
It was media versus Celtics coaches. So first of all, Terp, welcome. Second, how did you guys hear the news and what was everybody's reaction?
It was the last question of Joe Mazzulla's practice scrum yesterday. He's like, well, I don't know how to break it to you guys, but you're not playing each other. You're playing the coaches. And he just walked off. He didn't say anything else and just straight face walked away from the like the scrum, and everyone's like, wait, is he serious? Like, is this actually going down? So there was some confusion. We go up, and about an hour later, we go down, and we start warming up, and Joe Mazzulla's out there dribbling a basketball. He's like yelling, let's go, let's go.
So he's ready to go.
It was on. Yeah.
Unreal. Okay, so anybody who's just tuning in and was unaware of this, the score was what?
57-4
57-4
And that was a 12-minute quarter.
12-minute quarter.
It was supposed to be what?
It was supposed to be 2 12-minute halves, but I mean,
they pulled the plug.
We waved
on that.
The white flag on
now.
That
how one. Many media members were there? What kind of rotations did you guys have?
Probably like 12 of us.
Okay, so
it all happened so fast. Like it's like battle scars.
There's 12 of you.
It all happened so fast.
It's the fog of war. Is what it was for the Celtics media yesterday. And so okay, so you guys had 12-ish players against the Celtics coaches. Now Mazzulla addressed you on the court. Is this right? You can check out Terps recap at WEEI. I read this morning. It's worth a read. It's very funny. But what did Mazzulla ask you on the floor, and what did you answer before the game?
Yeah, so I was warming up. I was getting acclimated to the NBA threes, and I was just taking a couple
deep
shots, and Joe walks by. It's like he was scouting everyone out, like
I bet he was.
Joe Mazzulla fashion.
I bet that didn't take him very long.
He's a maniac.
Yeah.
He walks by. He goes, can you shoot? I go, yeah, I'm 3-and-D. I proceeded to miss like every shot I took. Got cooked defensively.
How many shots did you take, roughly?
Well, I didn't get any shots off. We shot, I think, collectively, when we played the coaches, I think we shot eight times.
You took eight shots as a team?
I wrote this in the article this morning. I think if the half-court line was like an end zone and you got six points for crossing it, we still would not have won.
You couldn't.
We didn't pass half court.
Somebody needs to call timeout there.
We
and
tried.
Get like a press breaker.
We tried.
You need a press breaker.
Okay, so they were pressing the
was
whole
it just
game.
Man? Game. Was it man-to-man or was it like these 1-3-1 traps?
It was quite little. Jones, the fog of war. Like, it was, you would catch the ball and then like Mazzulla's just in your face clapping like you're getting trapped from every
he'd be
angle.
The last guy you'd want
like,
to play pickup basketball.
There was no making up for that. And the intensity, the athleticism, the quickness.
Okay, and this is why I said before, I'm kind of surprised you guys scored four. No offense. I would be surprised if I were playing in that game and we scored four. These are all like college players.
Yeah, looking at it, it's like
these are fringy NBA players.
Emile Jefferson, God Sham God Jr., Deshaun Butler, obviously Mazzulla. Did Sam Cassell play?
No,
Cassell did not.
I honestly, in Sam Cassell, you see him warming up sometimes and he works with players after practice. I don't think he could have played up to the pace that they were playing.
They were going too fast. These are all younger guys.
Joe was yelling at them. He's like, press, go up.
Emile Jefferson was a very, very good player at Duke and was in Celtics camp a few years ago, right? Like as a player.
Emile Jefferson's like one of 11 players to have 1,000 points and 900 rebounds.
And these are you know, did any of the media members even play in college?
And John Corrales played, I think, at Emerson.
Oh, that's
Emerson,
right. Corrales did play. Corrales is decent in the media game. I've seen Corrales' game.
I haven't seen any of these guys.
Yeah, John played overseas.
Got
and
it.
Even he had like didn't stand a chance.
There was nothing
like,
there.
Was
so
nothing
what
going
he needed
on.
Was Scal, Eddie House, and Perk. That would have maybe even the numbers a little bit.
I mean, we could have had LeBron, and we still would have struggled. That was
that's not a good defense for the
bad.
Show's goat. There,
it was
what was
bad.
Your defensive strategy? Did you guys play man to man? Obviously,
just pray. You have to zone them up.
No, they're just gonna rain threes.
I know,
on
but you.
You
have, but like you can't play a man. You're gonna defend Emile Jefferson
now,
and people like that man to man.
Did Mizzou?
You have to zone them
did
up.
They shoot
and just
as,
pray for misses.
Did they shoot as many threes as the Celtics do? Or
yes.
Did they?
So yeah, they would get a steal, and Joe would just go three and crash,
three
and they just
crash.
Bombs away. There wasn't much crashing necessary.
Who was? How tall is Emile Jefferson? 6'8", 6'9"?
Yeah, right around
okay.
There.
Who was the
right
tallest media feet. Member?
Corrales? No, Kari Thompson.
How tall is he?
Probably like 6'5", 6'6".
Okay.
And
he scored
terrible.
A bucket. He actually got a rebound and put it up over Emile
credit
Jefferson.
To him because I saw
he made a play.
I saw the
he
highlight
saved
of
us.
That.
He got a bucket.
Was it an offensive rebound? What was it?
No. Yeah, it was offensive rebound. Yeah,
offensive rebound. Alf Mussel. Yeah.
Seven
stick
field goal
back.
Attempts.
It was actually a nice bucket. And that was their offense. They're full court pressing. So like
the whole time they couldn't even break the press.
If they steal it, I'm sure they're just laying it up, or are they still
Emile
settling
Jefferson
for threes and
threw
hugging
down
it?
Do you guys not have a point guard? What happened here?
It was too chaotic. I mean, we didn't have a ball handler, which was part of the issue.
That's a big issue.
That's a big issue.
Clear out. I'd say against the press, that's the main issue.
Walking up the court, clear everybody out, run some, pass and pick away or whatever.
So they were just hucking threes, grabbing offensive rebounds, kicking back out for more hucked threes, and threes are like... I mean, where was God Sham God Jr.
God
shooting
Sham
from?
God Jr. was shooting.
Oh, I saw
from
the buzzer beater.
I mean, that was so humiliating. It's like to beat us by 54. He pulls up from the logo and just walks off the court.
This is mind
it's
games
like, this,
by
there's levels. 100%.
What is the purpose?
You just answered
just
it.
Mind just
games.
That.
Mind next time you even think about asking a hard question to Mazzulla, and I mean anybody who played in that game, next time you even think about it, you know he has
he's
a massive,
got ammunition.
He
now.
Has a massive flex over you. It's a macho head game.
But I know that it's funny, but I don't think anybody cover the Celtics is like, You know what? I bet we're better than the coaching staff. What? I don't think anybody like thought that.
You know,
like,
Neil Jefferson,
to prove it to him.
I bet I'm better than him. He's a 1,000-point scorer at Duke. I bet I'm better than him.
I guess I was a little naive going into it because I thought we were at least going to get like to get into the half court.
Oh, I thought
a little something.
Sure.
And yeah, I should have known better. It's Joe Mazzulla we're talking about. Like, no, they're pressing from the start. Like, I think it took us like 6 or 7 minutes to attempt the. A field goal attempt. It was that
so if you just
bad.
Get points for shots, you guys still would have lost.
Like how many,
by 40.
How many guys did they have?
Six. It was
so they did. You guys,
so they
were,
got a good
you guys
rhythm,
are running
though.
Subs
they got a good
and changing
rhythm,
lines, and they were. So that's how you got to do it.
Maybe that's why they didn't do the second half.
You needed the second half to gas them out. That
well,
is
in
it.
In fairness, they've had the last couple weeks. They've been in training camp for like 2 weeks now. This was sprung upon us.
Yeah,
they've been getting
true.
Ready.
You weren't prepared. Next year
we'll
be
ready. Like, give us a little heads up. We'll,
yeah, you guys
we'll be ready.
Work some three-man weaves.
You're going to find – you got to get some ringers is what you got to do.
No, I mean, like, you got to drill
for the next calendar year.
Yeah,
nothing was
maybe
working.
Poison their food. Like, you got to work on something.
Yeah. Any competitive edge we can get.
Yeah.
We'll need it.
It's trouble.
Laxatives in the eggs, things of that nature. All right, well, follow him on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Check out his latest on WEEI. It's a first-hand account. It's very funny. And Terp, we will start Pure Hoops with Terp on opening night a week from today, next Wednesday at high noon.
Can't wait. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, Terp, good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.